beauty
and the trill. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Thanks to Trill's workout plan, I'm the envy of all my friends. What's up, Trill?
What's good, y'all? We back again.
Yeah, man. Back at it again.
With a guest today.
We do have a guest today.
We have today. We talking about fitness and shit. So we got a dear, dear friend of mine, Sierra. She's a fitness guru. Fella, she got the cheeks, too. She's fat.
Wow.
She thick.
Wow. Hey, Sierra, with the cheeks. Hey.
Fatter than a goddamn Sunday paper.
Fatter than
the Sunday paper.
Thicker than cold grits.
Cold grits.
Thicker than the swap plus one plus.
With the mumps. Yeah, but we got the fitness. We can do all that today. We gonna have some little fun, you know.
Trill's workout plan. Y'all remember the song Kanye's workout plan?
Yeah.
One and two and three and four and get the. Whoa. Okay. Word. Hey, Sierra, what's going on, girl?
Hey, girl.
All right, so let's get to the show. KSA today.
Oh, what is that?
Well, I don't even know. I do though. I'm glad I wrote it down. Oh. Okay. That KSA is whack. I'ma say this. A good nigga.
Oh Lord.
Can
they make those?
Sorry. They don't know more, girl. A good nigga can calm a rowdy woman down. I'll say it again. A good man can calm a rowdy woman down. Okay, so, you know, we always know that a good woman can make a dude act right, right? He can, you know, he could be really out here. He could be really doing the trill thing. And then a good woman come around and then, like,
he's. Trill just, thing as in me, trill, or?
Trill as in you.
Fuck out. Oh, shit.
A good woman can come around and.
Whoa.
That trill can just do a whole 180. We already know. Like, that goes with it. But in that same breath, a good man can actually come around and calm a rowdy woman down. So, I'll take me for example. Like, I was out here on the timeline talking about niggas eating my butt, how niggas are trash. I still talk about how niggas are trash.
Because they are,
except mine. But, you know, niggas can still be trash just because, and that was another kid said, just because my nigga not trash don't mean y'all niggas not trash. So, niggas still are trash, but, you know, I'm not on the timeline starting drama no more. You know, I used to kind of fuss a little bit with people, you know, I just used to be a little rowdy. Like, I'm just a rowdy girl. I had a lot of energy or whatever. And, you know, my nigga just came and found me out of nowhere. And then, just by nature, he's a calm spirit. He's kind of laid back.
He needed that.
And he's really good to me. That's what I needed. He kind of just mellowed me out. So, shout out to Bae or whatever. Thanks a lot. You know, I'm still rambunctious, but I'm not as rambunctious. I kind of think about it first. And then I spaz out. but I'm no longer talking about niggas eating my butt, though, on the timeline. I think that's a big step.
Because it's going down in real life, so you don't got to talk about it.
Hey! Oh, woo! Spicy. So, yeah, you know, you don't see it happening. You know, just the good people just come and slap you in the face, and you be like, oh, okay. I guess I'll act right for you because you deserve it. And a nigga has never done that before. So shout out to him, shout out to me, and shout out to you, rowdy girl. Okay? That's been your KSA. It was a little dry today, but you know what? I had one on the tip of my tongue, and I just forgot it.
If you remember it, though, you can at the end, you can do it another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I just had one in the arsenal that I just threw out there. So, yeah, there you go. Okay? Bump a dump this week. We ain't had nothing to bump, but we still are bumping Kendrick Lamar's joint. Still bumping The Future. Still bumping
Ross. Still bumping
Ross. More Life. All that stuff. Listen, let me tell y'all something, young people. Y'all got short attention spans, so this music is not even old. Like talking about, I think I saw something about music being old. I don't know. I just wonder. I don't know. I don't know what y'all talking about. Enjoy it, okay? No shade. No shade. So, Antonio Brown, NFL baller Antonio Brown, shocks girlfriend Jenna Frumes by reconciling with pregnant baby mama. So he left his girlfriend, quote unquote, to be with his baby mama. And according to another source, not Boss Up, somebody said, I think it was Shade Room. No, don't quote me. Actually, it was Boss Up. That the Steelers wide receiver Called it quits with his girlfriend and went to his baby mama because his God said so.
Okay.
Now, God say a lot of, I don't know. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that alone.
Cause I told you that's what niggas put God on it. You can't question it.
Right?
You can't question it, but niggas be lying on God all the time.
All the time.
God kind of sounds a lot like child support. But anyway.
Riley, the courts.
The courts. So he took to Instagram on Monday night to post some beautiful family photos. They look all wholesome and stuff. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Okay, so in these photos you will see hashtag call God, and also in his bio. And some outlets are reporting that the baller got a call from God to bring him home to the mother of his kids. Like I said.
God gonna say put a ring on it, though. We not even gonna get into all that.
Right, exactly. That's what the Lord will say. The woman in the photos is Chelsea Kyrus. She's the mother of his twin sons. No. They're not twins, but they look awfully alike. Anyway, and he also has two other children with another woman. So Chelsea is pregnant with his third little boy. As he mentions in his second post, okay? And Chelsea actually shared the news herself about a week ago when Antonio's now ex-girlfriend, actress Jenna Fumes, posted a photo of them together at an NBA game. This was just last week, people. Okay?
Wait, what? So he went back?
So he went back, girl. So he broke up. So he got his baby mama pregnant. I guess broke up with her, was with this girl, and then just broke up with the girl.
And back with her again.
And back with the baby mama again.
Oh, they always come back.
They always come back. So, God, child support, whatever you want to call it, called him back to his baby mama. So, sure, whatever.
So now he's with the baby mama.
Now he's with his baby mama for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Until next week.
Until Jenna comes back and put that thing on him.
You get it. You get it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, moving forward, Shea Moisture offered an apology for the whack, ugly, I don't even know, whitewashed advertisement. Did you see it?
To Sierra?
I did see it.
Okay.
I did see it.
Trill, you say you saw it?
Yeah, I wasn't outraged.
Okay, Trill wasn't outraged. He's because why? You told me why.
Oh, because it was like other videos and shit. I seen some people post that, yo, they do have black girls in videos and shit. So
let me ask you, because I didn't see these. Were these black women like black women?
I just took the word for it. I didn't.
Oh, so you didn't even see it yourself?
Nah.
Nigga.
Now, why would they lie?
Well, whatever. So, Shea Moisture kind of put out an All Lives Matter type of advertisement.
With no black girls in it.
With no black girls. It was one black girl, she looked mixed. And her curls really wasn't as kinky as the girls who really put Shea Moisture on the map. You know what I mean?
They had two redhead bitches in there. I didn't know y'all used that.
I'm trying to figure out how white women using curl cream, like, do they do Bantu knots? Like,
exactly.
I was just very confused. I was like, okay.
Yeah, even that had me like, I didn't know white girls used Shea.
That's what I'm saying. They're a natural hair care line, like, for natural hair, for, you know, for curls and stuff like that. Right. So it's like, what is Shea Moisture doing for them?
I was just like, who invited the white women here?
Redheads, too, like the ugliest of white women.
So they, as some people know, Shea Moisture was just bought out. So the original owners were black women. They're not anymore. There's some corporation.
What the fuck they selling?
More than likely.
I didn't know that. How long ago was that?
It was recently. I want to say probably like the latter part of last year. Oh, maybe. Wow. Don't quote me.
Well, that's crazy.
So it's by this corporation. So it's no longer by white women. So I mean, black women. So I can see why they would do that. And then they changed their formula too. So if you're out and about in TJ Maxx and Marshalls or whatever, you'll see a whole lot of Shea Moisture because that's the old formula.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I had not even noticed.
Yeah. So Shea Moisture offered an apology. You know.
I'll switch to Carol's daughter.
Right. Exactly. I don't even know what they're saying. Basically, it wasn't meant to be taken how we took it or whatever. So, whatever. I'll pass on Shea Moisture. I really wasn't using them to begin with, but whatever.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, Jesse Williams was being dragged for pure filth.
What the fuck did Jesse
on
do?
On Twitter. It's some rumors going around that he cheated on his black queen wife.
No, not Jesse. Niggas ain't shit.
With
a white girl?
She looks white. Yeah. She looks white. Yeah. Actually, she is white.
Damn. All hope is lost.
So, Jesse said he addressed the rumors and his response was, quote, don't believe the hype, end quote. Nigga, I believe whatever I want to believe. So whatever. And your wife is beautiful with beautiful hair. I hope that's not the case. I said last but not least, but that's not the case. I got one more story for you, because I have to tell you this. So French Montana is leave it up to French Montana to do the sloppy seconds. Okay, so it was reported that he was seen out and about with Lala.
Oh, stop it.
I'm so serious.
Nah, yo.
Don't leave your famous ex around, rebound god French Montana, who partied it up with Lala at the NYC strip club Sapphire just wow. days after her messy split.
They got to get more rebounds than goddamn Dennis Rodman out this shit.
So TMZ caught up with French, who had nothing but nice things to say about the newly single beauty.
She's not even fucking single.
I was supposed to say, do we know if she's single or not?
They're separated. No, Mello got
Mello in the fade. Has Carmelo even came out with a statement?
No, nobody did.
We don't know what's going on.
So Lala posted a picture. She looks great, by the way.
She do. She looks sad in every pic. Oh,
she looks awesome.
She look bad, but she looks sad as fuck in all her pictures now.
Of course. Who wouldn't be sad? Right? She just spent... whatever. Niggas are trash.
Definitely.
You're so trash.
See, we had three stories, yo, and niggas was
that's
trash.
That's what I
and every one of them. Three stories and niggas was trash in every last one of them, yo. What the fuck?
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Trash.
Antonio Brown.
Do you have any trash stories to report this week? Because I know...
About any females? Because we're not trash.
No, I'm good. And
okay.
I mean, people are trash too, but sometimes. But we're not even getting to that today.
We're not. So the moves for this weekend, what's popping?
The what moves this weekend. This weekend is beach weekend for our...
Oh, yes.
This, you know, for the, I'll say for our younger adults, but, you know, the old heads still slide out there. So that's beach weekend going down on the strip all weekend. Y'all be safe out there, because every year some dumb shit going on.
It's twerk parties so and everything.
So y'all hold it down. I don't really know what's going on Friday. I guess MP is probably the move. I know Origami gonna jump Friday. Saturday, same shit. I think what Rye Lounge probably popping off. I know somebody, Nia is having a 99 2000s day party. I'm a tweet about it later, and that's on Saturday from 2 to 6.
That looks kind of lit.
Yeah, that does sound lit. So, doing it for the 99s and the 2000s. That's a day party Saturday. And on Sunday, there is also a day party at Origami.
Mm-hmm.
I probably will be there.
I'm going to be in that drink right after brunch.
Yeah.
Sunday fun day.
Where is that at? Oh, here we go. Yeah, day party. That's Alexis Sky, whoever that is.
She sounds so familiar. Oh, okay. She's like an Instagram model or something.
Okay, yeah. Alexis
Urban
Sky.
Model. I'm sorry. This
day party. Oh, that's going to be the 30th. That's Origami from 4 to 8, I assume. But as I'm told, day parties always go longer than 8. So that shit going to be in that shit jumping. Oh. So yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Origami Sunday. Alexis Sky.
Okay.
So yeah, like I said, beach weekend moves. And if you don't have no moves, because you whack. There's plenty of shit to do this weekend.
Right. Scroll your Instagram timeline, because I see like 3 twerk parties. Like twerk fest, twerk
yeah. things. I think it's some shit on Granby Street as well. Let me see if I can find that right quick.
Okay.
Right quick.
You're trying to find that, I'm going to sing.
Let me see. Oh, no.
I know y'all don't want that.
No.
So you better find it.
I can't find it. But yeah, moves are plenty. As I y'all follow some Twitter and shit. As I find shit, as I see shit, I'll post. So that's what we got
okay.
for this weekend.
Who's hiring? It's a lot of job fairs going on.
It is. It's actually a job fair today. When y'all hear this, it'll be Wednesday. So Wednesday, April 26th from 1 to 5 at the Murray Center, 455 East Brambleton Avenue. It's a job fair from 1 to 5. All types of employees. Bring your resumes. Dress well. Walk-ins are welcome. So it's going to be hundreds of jobs and positions available. Administrative assistants and all type of things. Communication specialists.
Oh, let me go.
Seasonal openings, guest services, management positions, IT, all of that. Like I said, that's going to be on a Wednesday, April 26th. From 1 to 5 at the Murray Center on 455 East Brambleton Avenue in Norfolk.
Cool.
And then also coming up Thursday, May 11th, the new, y'all know the new, we getting outlets in Norfolk. Norfolk State is hosting the job fair for all the outlet jobs from 10 a.m. to 7. So it's an all-day event. Like I said, all the stores and everything hiring. 10 to 7, Thursday, May 11th at Norfolk State. In the University Student Center. So bring your resumes, be prepared, dress to impress. And like I said, that's for all the outlet jobs and everything opening up. I think it's June. So y'all I'm sure you come there, you should be able to get a job as long as you own.
Mm-hmm. Also, Chesapeake Public, yeah, I did send you that. That's Chesapeake Public Schools is doing a getting on
job fair. Let me see.
Job fair. Let me see. If you can pull it up first, sure. If I can. Whoa! As I'm trying to. Chesapeake Public Schools. And we're not cutting any of this out because we are raw. Okay. Come on, computer. Can you find it?
Yeah, I'm coming. Chesapeake Public. Oh. Public job fair.
Schools. Job fair.
Hey, is it?
Oh my gosh, my computer's acting dumb once again. Somebody invest in a new MacBook for me, please.
Oh yeah, Saturday, April 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Indian River High School, Chesapeake Public Schools Job Fair. Like I said, 10 a.m. to 2. That's this Saturday at Indian River. So if all you want to be teachers and shit.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's other positions too. Listen, for real, all these job things that are coming, I know Waterside, that little complex is about to pop off. They hiring stuff. There's really no need for niggas to be broke.
If you listen to us, you got it. You should have a job unless you don't want one, which is all cool.
I mean, which is cool. Yeah. But if you do,
you listen to us and you need a job, you should have one by now.
I'm going to that
because I got three right now.
Do you? Wow, niggas are really out here getting it.
Getting it.
What do you have time to sleep? How do you have three?
I already started them yet. I only got one right now. Two pending. We call it three.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to get in your business at a later date.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there you have it. Let's get into the show. Trill's Workout Plan featuring fitness guru Sierra.
We're getting y'all right. We can get y'all right tonight.
Yes. So, Trill, you've been working out.
I have.
What you been working on? Your whole entire body, yeah?
Everything. You know, just trying to get stronger is my main goal.
Trying to get stronger.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get stronger or are you trying to get bigger?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Because it seems like being big is just like a goal of yours.
Yeah, just to be a big ass nigga. So when I cuff something and niggas say something crazy, you got to be able to take them. You can't cuff if you little.
I guess people work out for different reasons, Sierra.
Yeah.
Okay. I work out because I want to look good naked. I'm just going to be good. I want to look good naked and I want to look good with clothes on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's why I work out. I know some people work out because they want to be healthy. That's great. Yeah. Some people work out because it's a good outlet for them. Why do you work out, Sierra?
Mine is like a mixture of all types of things. Mm-hmm. I consider myself healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have a big fear of being fat.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just something that I just enjoy doing, something that I'm good at, and I just, it's kind of addicting.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about you as a fitness guru or somebody who's always been in the gym, what have you.
I've been in the gym. I can say I started, like, actually in the gym probably about 2011, and it wasn't, like, something that I stuck with. Like, it was hard to do it. Like, I recently just, like, stuck with it, like, been doing it all the time. And I played sports in high school. Always played sports, so I've always kind of been like athletic. But
do you train people?
I do.
Okay.
I do a little bit. I'm not really like getting paid for it. It's kind of something I just like doing. Like, I just started working with my little brother. He had the same idea. He wants to get big. So that's like everybody's idea these days, get big. I got a couple of friends and I'm trying to help lose weight and
charge for that. Get that coin tonight. Start tomorrow. Sierra is charging.
It's something I do part time because I really just want to help people. Honestly, like, you just, it's hard to do it on your own. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact, like, it's hard to get up and just go to the gym by yourself every day. And it's hard to stay motivated with nobody there telling you, like, yo, let's go. Let's get this working.
Right.
You know, so it's just something that I just like being. You know,
well, that's a good foundation to capitalize on if you just enjoy it.
So starting now, Sierra will be charging.
I think you should wait till these people get their results and you get your
video. So then you can be like before and after.
Exactly. This is what I did. Exactly. Yeah.
Word.
Cool beans. Okay. So, you know, I've been trying to be consistent. I'm the type that works out. I work out. I snap back real quick. Like, I see results quick. I'm just like, okay. Then subconsciously, I'm just like, okay. Like,
I'm done.
I'm good. I think everybody goes through that same thing.
Everyone goes through the same thing.
Whoo, that was a good 2 days. And booty sitting up just a little bit, you know, everything's looking good. I'll be back in here in 2 months or whatever. But, you know, I want to be more consistent, and I feel as though if I was consistent, then my body would be amazing. So that's just what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to get over that mentality, or what have you. But yeah, like, I work out. I used to go to the gym, and then that kind of started getting costly for me. So I just started doing videos. This girl named Kiara Lachey, she does like twerk dance fitness videos, and that really works. That was like, she makes you work, and you can see results from that. But you know what, Sierra, I want cakes. Okay, I want butt. I feel as though you can have cakes and your butt still be small. You know what I mean? You can have small cakes. You can have cupcakes. Mm-hmm. I want cupcakes. Tell me how, within the gym or at home with weights or what have you, how can I get some cupcakes?
Donkey kicks.
Okay. Donkey kicks.
I mean, it's just, like you said, if that's what you want, you just find different exercises that work for you. If twerking is what's going to help you get a big butt, then you go ahead and twerk on, girl. But it just all depends on, you want like a muscle booty, you want like, you know.
I want nice.
Nobody want no muscle booty.
I don't.
It depends on how you want to look.
How you get your muscle, I mean, not muscle booty, how you get your cakes?
I kind of feel like I was born with these cakes.
Oh, hereditary.
I mean, not even that, but like I said.
OG cakes.
I've seen my cakes transform, okay? My cakes have went from like, goddamn, to like, oh my. Or, you know, my cakes
Kendrick
have been
album,
through
damn.
A.
Damn.
My cakes have been through a transformation depending on what type of workouts and what I've been doing. Like, you know, of course, squats. Are, you know, different types of squats can give you different type of booty. Like, if you wanted to sit up high, if you wanted to be muscular. And then, of course, what you eat, too. It's just all depends on.
Okay, really, girl, so spill the tea. What do I have to eat? Do I have to eat protein-built stuff or, like?
I mean, you don't necessarily have to. Everybody always think, oh, I got to have a protein shake. You don't have to have a protein shake all the time. It just depends on how you want your body to be. Like, if you're trying to lose weight, then don't be out here, you know, eating Five Guys and going to the gym. Or, you know, you gotta find what works for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, me, I do meal prep, but I'm not eating lettuce and grass all day, every day. I mean, I'm eating, you know, chicken, vegetables, sweet potatoes. You know, I really like spaghetti squash. So I just make different meals that I like.
That leads into my next question, and then I'm going to let Trill ask his questions. But I really had to just get the booty questions out the way. Okay? So with the eating or whatever, is it okay to eat whatever we want but in moderation?
Again, it's all on how you want to look. I mean, if you want to look lean, you got to eat lean. Mm-hmm. If you feel like, okay, I can eat a cheeseburger, but then go to the gym and I still feel okay, me, I can't. I feel like I'll eat a cheeseburger and throw up. Like, I just don't eat like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I mean, in moderation, yes, if you want a birthday cake, you know, here and there, but it depends on what's your moderation. Are you going to Cold Stone every other night? Are you, you know, eating Chick-fil-A all day, every day? Like, it just depends on what your moderation is.
It depends, Trill.
I do. I just like to eat whatever I want. I really don't like to be put in a box. I feel like
I'm
gonna
eat. Thing. Don't eat whatever you want and then think like, oh, why am I not getting any results? Well,
that's true.
I'm seeing my results though.
That's you. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. That's why we're working out. You really gotta find what's good for you, what works for you.
Yeah.
And then keep it up.
Yeah, I wanna be thick. So I be eating macaroni and cheese,
cornbread,
spaghetti, cornbread, collard greens. It's not working, but
whatever. So I hear a lot of people say, you know, they ain't going to the gym because they don't got nobody to go with. Do you really need a gym partner? Because I know myself personally, the $40 that I pay a month for One Life Fitness is what motivates me to go to the gym.
Right?
That's motivation to go. Yeah. Like, I think the other day I didn't want to go. I'm like, well, nigga, you paying $40 for this. I think they had just took it out of my account. So I'm like, I'm going to the gym today.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my motivation. I don't need nobody to go with me. I pay $40 a month.
40 beans.
And so I go. That's my motivation.
So
do you really feel like, you know, some people, like I said, some people think that they, you know, they really need you know, a partner, like, oh, I don't got nobody to go with. Is that, dispel that myth, if it is a myth.
I can say this. The gym can be very, very intimidating. Mm. If you're just getting into working out and you really don't know how to use the machines, or not even the machines, if you just have no idea what you want to go to the gym and work on or what you want to do,
You go in there and you just like, okay, I'll just go on a treadmill. I'll just, you know, just do cardio.
Okay.
That's not gonna, that again, that does not work for everybody. And it's like, you're paying $40 a month just to use a treadmill. Go outside and run.
Very true.
What are you doing that for? So for some people just working out, just starting to work out, I can say, yeah, they may need someone to go with them to motivate them, someone that's more experienced, or even someone who don't know what they're doing either, but they go and they can figure it out. You know, YouTube is a very good tool. YouTube is a very good tool. It's some days I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm tired of doing these same bicep workouts. Yeah. Like, I want something different. Or I look around and look at people, and I be in the gym.
I be doing that workouts. Shit too. Yeah,
like, you know,
be like, oh, I want to do that too.
Or you know, when I'm doing, you know, when I'm warming up, or even like on the way to the gym, I'll go on YouTube and I'll find different people, or Instagram too. Instagram videos. I will screenshot somebody workout and be in there thinking I'm them. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, YouTube and watching other people is, because I be looking at other people like, damn, I want to do that. It's exactly. Like, and there's so many fucking workouts that you can do, like. Because I started out doing a few, and I look up some more. Like, it's hundreds, probably hundreds of workouts that you can.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shit that you can do.
But it's just, it having somebody with you, it is motivating. It is a good, you know, motivation. And they going to tell you to get up when it's time to go, because you want to lay down on the couch.
Right.
When an alarm went off, and you're going to want to go. But if you got somebody waiting on you, you're not going to keep them waiting. You're going to go. That's
true. You
got
to make sure your accountability partner is accountable, though, because if both of y'all are lazy. Because
if both of y'all lazy. Both y'all
like, girl, you feel like going, girl. I ain't feel like going.
bet,
right. You ain't going to be like, are you?
No. And then when they get lazy, you got to be the one to say, no.
Let's go.
Get up. What you got to do? Nothing. You just don't feel like going. Okay, well, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I got a friend now. We work out together. We carpool. You know, one day she'll drive, one day I'll drive. Unless she legitimately, like, has something to do. Like, I think today she was taking her braids out or something. I was like, all right, that's fine. You got to get your hair done tomorrow. That's cool. You know, we'll, you know, regroup on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. Like, you know, so I get her, you know, okay, that's fine. But if it's just like, oh, yeah, well, Dante said he was coming over tonight, so
tell Dante,
okay.
You're going to have to wait.
Dante going to wait till after the workout, okay? So.
Well, Dante could give her that workout, too.
No.
Cardio.
You know, work the legs if you bouncing, you know what I mean? Wow, oh, Kilo. What's up, Trill?
What else we got?
Because I would answer questions to death. Abs.
Yeah, abs. What's good ab workouts?
Yeah, abs are made in the kitchen.
Woo! That is
that's light another bulb. Question I get all the time. Oh, my God. But how do you get abs? But how do you do this? Listen.
So sit-ups don't work? I feel like somebody told me that. If you eat, you can get abs without even having to do nothing. Not do nothing, but without really having to work out.
In my opinion, I mean, unless you're already, like, you know, got a, you know, flabby stomach. I mean, of course, once you start changing your eating habits, once you start eating right, the weight is going to fall off. You're going to see results. It's all about, you know, what you put in your body. So, I mean, yeah, you can go do the ab machines all day. You can go do ab workouts. But honestly, those workouts help strengthen the muscles. So if you, you know, haven't developed that, you don't really have anything to strengthen. So if you're, you know, sitting here and you're on an ab rocker for 20 minutes doing abs, but then you know, go put in your body something that's, you know, a lot of sugar or real fatty, then it's not really going to help you out. You're just going to have a sore stomach and still be looking like, why is my midsection still hanging over my pants?
So. Say that. Ooh, abs good. Are made in the kitchen.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
So what's good ab food then?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ab food. We know what
lean
food is, but yeah, lean. Lean turkey, lean ground beef. People think all red meat's bad for you, but that's not true.
Steak.
Red meat has.
Oh, sorry.
Red meat has, you know, iron that you need in it. But you can get lean red meat. You can get lean ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, so meat comes in a lean turkey. Thing. Like, I can go.
Yeah, you can go look and it says 97%. You want to get the highest percentage. You'll see the highest, like 98% lean. Yeah.
I
So what, chicken, turkey, all turkey. That comes in, pretty much every meat comes in a lean form.
Yes, you'll see it on the package.
Eat your fish, too.
Yeah, your fish. Fish you is good for fish. You.
Yeah.
I need to start cooking for real. That's
you.
My main.
You need that.
And that's
cooking.
The thing, too. A lot of people just think, you know, they'll eat out all the time. And it's like, it's really, once you start cooking your food and you see, like, how you season it, like, I don't use any salt. I don't cook with salt. The only type of seasoning I use is Mrs. Dash. Call my food bland if you want to, but what works for me works for me. Mm-hmm. So once you start cooking and, you know, doing your own routine, then you'll start to notice, okay, this is working. This makes sense. Good. This is good.
I'm looking good. Yeah. I'm feeling good. Word. Okay. What are some things that will make a person say, okay, I need a trainer? Like, what will, I don't know. I mean, what do people, what will make somebody say, I want a trainer?
What not do you knowing, need a trainer for? Not knowing what to do.
Okay.
Not knowing what to do. I've had plenty of trainers. When I moved to California, I started, you know, got back in the gym again. And I got a trainer when I joined the gym. And after a while, you know, of course I was feeling myself and got too good for my trainer. But if you really just have no idea and you're just getting back started in the gym again, or you just don't know how to approach, you know, a certain body type or a target that you want, then trainers are there to basically try to help you. Don't let them scam you, but they're there to try to help you get to your goals. But the ultimate goal is for you to be able to come to the gym and do those things on your own. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a trainer is, you know, should be there to help you get started, but you shouldn't be needing a trainer, you know, for years and years, unless you're like, I don't know, maybe 600 pounds trying to get down. But even still, you know what to do.
Because yeah. Them trainers head pop, y'all. I've seen the prices, they head
exactly.
pop.
Exactly. So don't let your trainer be like your only motivation. A month for a trainer. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't let a trainer be your only motivation, because your pocket's going to be.
Is that empty. Gym included? No.
No.
Yeah, that's extra. That's like extra. You paying your gym membership you and membership, you paying for a
then
trainer.
Then you pay on top of that for a trainer.
I'm in the wrong
head business. Pop.
Right.
And what is how long workout for a trainer? Maybe like 30 minutes, maybe.
You pay 30 minutes.
30 minutes, and they got 30 you.
Minutes. I'm in the wrong gym business.
30 minutes. Think about 30 minutes. That's what one episode of what SpongeBob.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You blink and it's over. Two commercial breaks and that's it.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
You done wasted your money.
Okay, so I'm about to be a trainer.
Yeah, they popping.
Don't even look like I need to be training anybody. Okay. We got any more questions about how to get summer body ready?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't really got no more questions, but, you know, hopefully she motivated some of y'all. A lot of y'all working on y'all summer bodies for, like, the past 5 years. Listen, and we trying to get y'all past that.
They didn't say which summer.
We trying to get y'all past right? that.
You know? And they always say summer bodies are made in the winter. No, sweetie, they're made year-round.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Year-round.
Exactly. Yes. And if you're trying to start now, you're probably going to be too late, because June is, you know, here. Hopefully you started months ago. But, like, if we're trying to motivate some people, hopefully if you ain't been in the gym and you've been trying to go, because not everybody really wants to do this shit. But if you want to, hopefully we motivated some folks. And we'll give out Sierra's Instagram information.
Oh, yeah.
And
let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Sierra's follow Instagram her at, is at, go ahead and tell them, Sierra.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sierra Michelle, CIERRAMICH3LLE.
Yep.
And I only have Instagram, y'all. So,
yeah, follow her Instagram. Get at her. I know she works out. Tell about you be at Mount Trashmore.
Yeah, Mount Trashmore Saturday mornings. I've got a friend.
That's how you get them cake.
Yeah, I've got a friend, Jonathan. He's actually a trainer. He's doing that full time, and so I help him out Saturday mornings at Mount Trashmore, 8 o'clock. It's a Temple Recon Fitness. So they're there every Saturday, sometimes Sundays too, but you know, I usually post everything on my Instagram, so you'll know. $10 if you bring somebody, we'll do 3 for $20, so you know, bring 3 get 1 free.
Get that coin, girl.
But yeah, so it's a good time, and it's all different types. I mean, there's a lady that's like 70, there's, you know, there's men. There's
grandma getting women. It in.
So grandma gets it in. Grandma she gets does. It she comes and she gets it in. And even his mom comes out and works out with us Saturday mornings. And it's not just like, you know, we're not out there just running up and down the hill. We have like different stations set up, cool. You know, doing different types of workouts. So it's for intermediate and beginners. So.
I'm gonna pull up. Y'all can catch me out there
Saturday morning.
I might
8 o'clock.
So next time you do it, just let us know. We'll put it on our page and shit.
Is it going this Saturday?
It's going this Saturday. I won't be there. I'll be out of town, but they'll still be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool beans. All right. Thanks, Sierra.
No problem.
You can chip in on
thanks
this
for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You can chip in on this BNT letter though, because we're not done with the show yet. Okay. So. The BNT letter. This is when you guys write us and ask us for advice, as crazy as it sounds. but we love when you write in. So, again, if you need advice or any type of, you just want to hear us talk about something, go ahead and email us at, it's beautyandthetrill@gmail.com, beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. Okay, here we go, Trill. You ready?
What's up?
This is extremely short. Dear Kilo and Trill, Do you have any tips for how to avoid a situationship? Oh, I'm so sick of these getting into situationships.
Yeah, don't give up no pussy if you a girl. Mm. And I don't think right? Don't give up the pussy you want.
Look at Sierra's face.
Is that all it takes?
That's all it takes.
Not to have sex.
Hell yeah. For the most niggas, if you don't give, you ain't getting on the booty, he not gonna
expound.
If you're not giving expound. Them the booty, they're basically what, friend zoned? That's pretty, not a situationship.
Exactly. Because I don't think a situationship is really a situationship until you're having sex. Because situationship is a relationship, but without it's not a relationship. In a relationship, you have sex.
I don't agree.
Expound.
I think a situationship could be, even if you're not having sex, if you're doing girlfriend type things, you know, with the girl that's not your girlfriend, or doing things for that girl, or even a girl doing things for that guy that's not their significant other, or there's no title on it, that can also be a situation as well. Mm. Because it's like, you're doing this, doing that, treating me like I'm your girlfriend, you know, doing things for me like I'm your girlfriend, but in all actuality, I'm really not. We're not really together.
That's a perspective.
So that becomes a situationship, whether we're having sex or not, you know.
So
if I can call you at a drop of a dime, you know, if I need anything and you pull up, or if I need this, or if you're giving me money, or you're doing this or doing that, that makes a thing a situation too, because now you expect those things. Mm. And when you don't do it, it's like, what the hell? But then it's really like, well, you ain't my man, you know, you ain't my girl. So that becomes a situation within itself.
Oh,
that's a good point. That's a perspective, because she could be around here cooking and cleaning.
Exactly. Playing house.
She could be cooking for cleaning, nigga, ain't laying down no ha.
Hey. Hey, listen.
I mean, I guess it's happened probably. I haven't experienced it, but I guess. Yeah. And also, to avoid situations, communication pretty much is big.
Absolutely.
What do you want? What are we? If you don't give an answer that I want, bye-bye.
Here's the thing,
how about
though,
honest communication? Honest. Because you can talk all day long and be lying.
Honest communication.
Honest communication, and I think it needs asking to be questions. Early communication, you need to ask questions. You ask them questions, beloved, and do not apologize for it. Do not wait till you get 3-4 months in and then you want to ask, what are we? Too late, baby.
Too late.
You
too late.
Ask.
You need already to develop what y'all are.
Absolutely.
The when first is it too soon to ask, what are we?
I mean, it's the point where it might be too soon to ask, what are we? But it's not too soon to ask, so what are your intentions? What are you planning on doing? Do you see yourself in a relationship anytime soon? Not, you know, that's a big difference between what are we?
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
okay.
So you know what you're getting yourself into before you've already gotten yourself
absolutely
too far.
Absolutely. And when he says, you know, I'm really not even looking for a relationship right now. Cool. Red enjoy the rest of your night. I mean, y'all enjoy the rest of your night, but don't call him back. Like, what else there? What else?
If that ain't what you're looking for.
I mean, call him back if you're not, if you feel the same way.
Right.
If you're not looking for a relationship as well, and you just want to kick it, you know, hang out here and there,
right,
fuck whatever have you want to do it,
yeah,
then go for it. But if you not, you know, if you thinking like, oh, I want a boyfriend, and he's like, yeah, ma, I'm really trying to, you know, I ain't really feeling that, then don't think you gonna change him, because exactly, you're not gonna change his perspective on things.
Absolutely. Been there, done that,
girl. Going through it now.
Girl, been there, done that on all perspectives of that. I've been the girl when I asked the questions early and I got out early. I've been the girl when I didn't ask the questions early and I was in a situationship. I've been the girl, I've been in almost a 7-month-long situationship. I've been that girl that got wifed up super early. I just been that
been
girl.
Every,
I've been living.
All. Yeah, I think I play just about every role now, too.
Yep. Yep, so there you go, girl. That's how you avoid your situationship. Ask questions. Ask them early. If you're already in it, ask, what are we? If you need clarification, honest communication. Yep.
Know what you want going into it.
Absolutely. All right. Great. That's what it. A great show.
I loved it.
We taught you how to avoid the bum niggas and how to snatch back that body, okay? Again, Sierra, tell them your Instagram, please.
Sierra Michelle, CIEARRAMICH3LLE.
Yep, and we are Beauty and the Trill on Twitter. We are also at @kilogram_ on Twitter, and
I'm on one. I am _0N1.
Yep.
Twitter.
Absolutely. Stay tuned, because we do have other stuff going on this summer. So stay tuned to Beauty and the Trill event.
Yeah, for this weekend, just keep tossing our pages. We letting all the moves and shit like that.
All right.
And we'll fuck with y'all next week.
Ta-ta.